Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We've been ministering on a subject, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, which was an historical record that was accomplished for the apostles, the disciples, those who had been with Jesus, basically 50 days after Passover. And this has a parallel, if you will, with the Feast of Weeks that is recorded in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. It's the 50th day. And so this is the very day that, you know, God was very precise in all the feasts that Israel celebrated. They were all foreshadowings of the Lord Jesus Christ, what He would do, what He would accomplish through His birth, His life, His death, and His resurrection. And so, what do we find? We find that promise was fulfilled. Jesus said, "Tarry in Jerusalem 50 days after Passover." They were baptized in a marvelous way with the Holy Ghost and fire, and Peter preached his first message, and 3,000 were added to the church in that day. And God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the things He would have wanted for His disciples when Jesus was with them is the same thing He wants for us today. I could never understand why supposedly, you know, that was, well, they were just speaking in known languages. Well, that is absolutely true. And that was a testimony, why, to the crowds that were there to celebrate the feast, that they were able to realize this was something supernatural. Because I did share, was it Monday's broadcast, these are all Galileans. How is it that we're hearing them speak in our own language? And yet, in other times, as we go through the book of Acts, we know Paul is talking about we can pray with understanding, and then we can pray in the Spirit, where we don't have understanding unless God gives us the interpretation. And that certainly he was covering with the Corinthian church, how that should be done in Christian fellowships. If someone gives a message in tongues, there then must be an interpretation. Or if no one is present, then the person who gave that message should pray and ask God for the interpretation and share that. And so I believe so many of you who have sought the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you felt that, you know, you've had prayer and it seemed like you didn't receive the Holy Spirit. You didn't speak with tongues. And let me just share, because some of us, I think perhaps sometimes I better be careful in my choice in words, the more logical or rational we tend to be, sometimes we have greater problems in simply believing what the Word says. And I know, in my particular case, I really wasn't aware. I think I was confirmed as a, you know, in elementary school, which had sort of reference to the Feast of Pentecost. But when I got saved, I was given by Christian friends information about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, I read all this information, and sure enough, I definitely wanted that experience. If that was for everybody, I certainly wanted it. And I remember I was at a very small home meeting, and there were just a few folks there. They laid hands on me and prayed for me to receive the Holy Spirit. Well, I did, not that we pay attention to physical manifestations, but I felt like the fire of the Holy Ghost go through me. But I did not speak in tongues. Why? Because I'm a very shy person, and I wouldn't do something like that. So I'll share another story after I go through my story. So I believed, I said, Lord, that I had prayer and I believe I received the Holy Spirit. And then very gradually, all by myself, just before the Lord, I began to speak a few words. It wasn't an emotional experience, but I said, I believe, Lord, that you have baptized me. And then, of course, fluency came in a very short period of time because my faith was released. Now, I remember an experience talking to a dear brother when I was living down at the Duck Valley Reservation, and this brother, he'd had a pretty rough life, and he got gloriously saved, and he didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. You see, I had some understanding. I had, you know, read a little pamphlet and stuff, and had Christians tell me about that was another experience. But he didn't know a single thing. And he told me face to face, he said he was just loving God so much. He didn't know how to thank God for what God had saved him from, the life of sin and dereliction. And he had led a pretty rough life. And all of a sudden, he started speaking in this. He didn't know what was going on. He was being baptized with the Holy Spirit. And he had no former instruction beforehand of what to expect. But he had no question. Afterwards, he knew absolutely it was the Holy Spirit, and yes, it was of God. And it came out of just a desire to worship God. And so, beloved, everyone is different. And, you know, I've been in places where people pray for someone to receive the Holy Spirit, and sometimes they must receive immediately. Other times, you know, they pound them on the back, speak them out, speak it out, and it's like, oh my goodness, that's so rude. We don't need to do that. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. And so what I want to do right now is pray with some of you who have been seeking and desiring the Holy Spirit. And now, if you're driving your car, you can believe for the Holy Spirit, but don't do anything else, okay? Watch your driving, because I know some folks do listen on the way to work. So, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I come to you, and I thank you for that precious gift that you desire for every one of your people, every Christian disciple. You desire us to receive the Holy Spirit. So, Father, while I cannot personally lay hands on the individuals who are desiring this gift, Father, I do thank you that by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, the promise is to those who are near and to those who are far off, Lord, through all the generations that were to follow. Father, I pray right now they will be baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Father, I thank you that they will experience the breath of God, the fullness of God upon their lives, and you will give them that scriptural evidence and give them that gift of tongues that they can worship you and pray in the Spirit, as the Apostle Paul spoke of, that we can pray with the understanding and pray in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is praying, Lord, making it the most effective prayer we can pray. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Beloved, it doesn't matter what emotional or physical sensations you may feel. When you are baptized with the power of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, you will feel His life pouring into your being, and you will be filled with His unspeakable glory and light. You will begin to understand that God is truly no respecter of persons. What He does wants to do for one, He wants to do for everyone. The Word of God, beloved, is speaking out to multitudes today. His Word, His power, His glorious Holy Spirit is calling to those who are so weary, so submerged beneath burdens. God is speaking to every Christian who is weary and battle fatigued and is saying, reach up, beloved, take my hand. My hand is reaching out to yours. My everlasting arms will reach around you and draw you near, and you will find your life quickened by my word and by my spirit. And you might be saying, well, Sister Sister Glass, I've already been filled with the Holy Spirit, and I feel very weary right now. I'm tired of the trials. I'm tired of the battles. Well, you know what? You can simply have another refilling of the Holy Spirit. Let me give you a scriptural precedence in the fourth chapter of Acts. Fourth chapter of Acts, that's verse 29. But I have to go back to the third chapter. Remember, Peter and John, they healed a certain lame man at the Gate Beautiful, and they were called into questions by the rulers. And as they spoke to them, of course, the Pharisees are very grieved, and it said that they were reprimanded. They said, Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, this is verse 8 in chapter 4, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you, to all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. Praise God. And they realized that John and Peter were ignorant fishermen, but they marveled and they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. And so when they got back to their brethren, of course, they were afraid of the people. They just let them go. And in verse 20, they said, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. They let them go. And so then they were gathered together, and in verse 29 they prayed, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. That's what God wants for us today. Every believer, Mark 16, it talks about it, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, speak with new tongues. Verse 31, the last verse I'll be able to share with you today, and when they had prayed, these were spirit-filled believers, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, my time has come to a close today, and we will continue on in this subject about the infilling of the Holy Spirit. How precious is He? And if you don't know the joy of walking with the Holy Spirit, I do invite you to just ask Him to guide your day, your day activities. Ask Him for the Lord's priorities, and you'll just be surprised how He delights to interact with you. He's the best friend we could possibly have. On those lovely thoughts, I bring this broadcast to a close, invite you to tune in tomorrow. And until that time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.